And we are back here from the Castle and Owings Mills covering the Ravens 2012 draft. And on the phone right now, the newest member of the Baltimore Ravens from the University of Delaware, Gino Gradkowski. And Gino, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
How's it feel to be a Raven?
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. I grew up in Pittsburgh, so I grew up a Steelers fan, but everybody here, everybody in my family is going to be draped in purple here soon.
Yeah, I'd be careful where you say that. You grew up a Steeler fan around here when you get in here. No, just kidding. Just kidding, Gino. Gino, what did you do to impress this scouting staff? And you seem like a humble guy. Everybody we talk to says you're a humble guy. But what did you do other than what you did on the field in your career to impress this scouting staff? They take fourth round draft picks incredibly seriously. They've had all pros off the fourth round. What did you do to knock their socks off?
Well, you know, I had a few visits this past month, and that definitely helped me. And sitting down with the O-line coaches and getting up on the board and talking football with them, I had a great O-line coach at Delaware, Damian Rabluski, who just got hired at Rutgers this past offseason, and he taught me a lot about the game of football. And I think my strongest point, especially these last couple months, was just getting up on the board and showing these coaches, you know, how much I know about football, and showing them that I understand different defenses and different offensive schemes and stuff like that.
So was it your sophistication with the NFL game and what Casey Keeler at Delaware does with your offense? And you know, we've heard Joe talk about that a lot here. That really kind of left them saying, hey, this guy understands the NFL game?
Absolutely. And, you know, Coach Keeler has coached NFL guys before, and Delaware's a great program, as you guys know, with Joe Flacco. And Joe was gone before I got there, but, you know, I'm really excited to finally play on the same team as him. And, you know, I think Joe has done a great job of representing the University of Delaware and he's just a hardworking guy and a great, great guy. So I can't wait to meet him. And, you know, I think we'll hit it off.
I'm curious, when we look at the draft rate, immediately we check and see, all right, Gino Gradkowski, we go to ESPN, we go to CBS Sports, we see seventh round pick maybe or off the board or way down. Did you know that the Ravens really thought this of you, or were you sitting there just sweating it out like, God, I hope to get picked today? What was your mindset going in? Did you have an inclination that the Ravens thought this much of you, they could do it in the fourth round?
Yeah, you know, what's funny is the people that mattered had me graded higher. You know, and I'm not saying those guys from ESPN and CBS and stuff like that don't know what they're saying, because they do. But at the same time, they overlook small school guys like myself and the coaches and the GMs and the scouts, the guys that really matter when it comes down to the draft, they knew who I was, and I had six visits, so I knew I was going to go, and I just knew it was a matter of time. But, you know, thank God it was early, so I don't have to sit around and wait.
Gino, we see you listed some places as a guard, some places as a center. What do you see yourself now? What did you play in college, and what's your future?
Yeah, I think something that all the guys liked about me was that I played all three inside positions at Delaware. I actually started games at all three inside positions. So I think that helps me out a lot, especially in this process. And, you know, I could see myself coming in as a swingman at the guard or a backup center and, you know, biding my time. And hopefully I earn that guard spot until Burke's ready to retire. And I see that happening. So, you know, we'll see. Hopefully Matt Burke's a great player and he's a great guy, so hopefully he has a lot of football left in him. But you know, I'll find a spot, one of those three inside spots.
What I want to know is, your brother Bruce is a quarterback in the league, and you're a center. How can you come from the same family and have a quarterback and a center?
That is interesting.
I know. I guess I ate a little too many meatballs growing up. But you know, Bruce
by the name Gino.
Bruce plays for the Bengals now, so you know, they're a little inner division rivalry there. We have the Bengals opening day, right?
Yes, Monday night football, Gino.
Oh, that's awesome.